you did a song here called A Mighty Thing, you know, from your perspective, as a churchgoer and a person with long history in the church, but certainly critical. The teachings themselves you had issue with for good reason, but you still find value in the institution and other teachings.
Yeah. You know, I grew up going to church sometimes 4 days a week, Bible school, youth group, choir, Wednesday night supper, regular church service. And I got a lot out of it, but I also have the demons that they left me with that I'm still wrestling with, right? You know, so just shame around sexuality and gender stuff. And I went through a period when I was very pro-life and, you know, realized that my heart's not in that. I'm pro-choice and a person being legislated. I just don't agree with it. But I definitely was very churchy for a long time, and I learned a lot of, but I learned a lot of great things, like, you know, just things. It's just, it's my social construct. It's my cosmos, you know, and my Joseph Campbell sort of myth of living by, you know, which is the gospel, basically, about love and peace, you know? So there's great things. So I just was trying to talk about, like, these powerful things in our life, teachers and church and, well, guns and our fears of each other and how we can be scared of somebody and not even realize they're scared of us. And I was just, it was a lot of things to tackle in one song.
Yeah.
But I was basically saying, when you throw all that in a basket, it's hard to make sense of all of it. Because I had a lot of great discovery experiences, you know, and I had a great choir director and just some great preachers that were, you know, amazing. This particular preacher that I'm quoting actually was not my preacher. That triggered the song, and it was a funeral service I went to at more of a close to Pentecostal church. And he just was like the most charismatic person I had heard in a long time. And he just, you know, because the point of funerals in that church and of that ilk is not just to bury somebody and send them on. It's a passing over, but it's also a chance to save people that show up for the funeral. Because a lot of people show up that don't go to that church.
Right.
So that's the preacher's big chance to convert people. So they're going to use it. And so he kept preaching and saying, this is what Jesus did. This is what happened. You can't beat that deal. You can't beat that deal. That was his riff. And I was like, that's a riff that I definitely can use in these things I've been thinking about. So, you know, songwriting credit.
Yeah, right. I was going to say co-write. There you go.